Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Our text this morning is the classic text that was used for this, the circumcision in name of Jesus, from the Holy Gospel, verse 21 of the Gospel of St. Luke. You may be seated. My dear friends, you all know this song. And then maybe some of you may start singing it in your mind, but on the eighth day of Christmas, no, wrong song, wrong verse. On the eighth day of Christmas, the one and truly God Almighty, the one who truly loves you, your Heavenly Father, gave to you the blood of Jesus so that you may be forgiven. On the eighth day of Christmas, again, wrong lyrics. The God who loves you gave you life in Christ Jesus so that you may live. And yes, on the eighth day of Christmas, the God who truly loves you sent his only begotten Son and gave him the name that is above every name, Yeshua, Jesus, for you to proclaim to all people. My dear friends, on this blessed day, the circumcision in the name of Jesus, which the secular world knows as New Year's Day. For us as Christians, this day is infinitely important for us. For today, we celebrate forgiveness in Jesus' name. Jesus shed his most holy and precious blood to fulfill the command God gave to Abraham. And just to remind us of this command, let's go back to Genesis chapter 17, and this is what God told Abraham. As for you, you shall keep my covenant, you and your offspring after you throughout their generations. This is my covenant, which you shall keep between me and you and your offspring after you. Every male among you shall be circumcised. You shall be circumcised in the flesh of your foreskins, and it shall be a sign of the covenant between me and you. He who is 8 days old among you shall be circumcised. Every male throughout the generations, whether born in your house or bought with your money from any foreigner who is not your offspring, both he who is born in your house and he who is bought with your money shall surely be circumcised. So shall my covenant be in your flesh, an everlasting covenant. Any uncircumcised male who is not circumcised in the flesh of his foreskin shall be cut off from his people. He has broken my covenant. Not only did God make this covenant with Moses, he reinforced his covenant with Moses. Leviticus chapter 12. And on the eighth day, the flesh of his foreskin shall be circumcised. You see, God, all through the book of Genesis, through the book of Exodus, and again in Leviticus, God keeps reemphasizing the covenant that he has made with Abraham. So when the time had fully come, dear friends, God sent his Son, born of woman, born under the law to redeem those under the law, that we might receive the full rights as sons. Therein is the true meaning of Christmas for us as his children. This is the purpose of why your Savior, your Lord Jesus Christ, became flesh and blood. So that on the eighth day of his young life, as a man, as human flesh, he would shed his blood to keep the law, to be obedient to the law for you. You need not pay eternal death for the sins that you have committed in 2014. For the sins of 2015, as a matter of fact, those sins have also been forgiven of you. As long as you come to the Lord with a broken and contrite heart and faithfully confess your sins, as we have done this morning, and then we know that God is faithful and just to forgive you of your sins and to cleanse you from all unrighteousness. That cleansing was by the blood, the most precious blood of your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. My friends, we remain faithful We remain faithful as you come to this altar and drink his blood and eat his body. Here at this altar, your faith is being strengthened into life and into salvation. You have the blessed assurance of the forgiveness of all your sins. And it began when Jesus was circumcised on the eighth day. You also live in the name of Jesus. As you bring your children, male and female, to the Lord's house, to this place, to be baptized, the spiritual circumcision of their heart occurs. Just as God came to Abraham and Moses, so God took the initiative with them. So too God comes to you and your children in the waters of holy baptism. By the power of his holy word, as your Lord Jesus was baptized, baptism became powerful. It became powerful for you. Baptism possesses the saving strength and wisdom of God's word, his command, and his promise. So as you joyfully begin a new year, in spite of frightening circumstances, and yes, I know all you have to do is watch the news on television or read the newspaper, and maybe you have reason to be frightened, but actually, my dear friends, you have no reason to be afraid. For remember what your Lord told you. Have no fear, for I have overcome the world. You live in the name of Jesus, joyfully. As Christians, we have great joy, knowing that no matter what happens, we know that our Lord has died, he has bled, he is risen, and we too have been buried with him in baptism, and we rise new each Sunday as your sins are forgiven, as you hear the words of absolution. You live in the name of Jesus as you regularly call upon him, and he blesses you as he blessed Aaron. And as you heard this morning, those words are probably quite familiar to you from Numbers chapter 6. That's the blessing that you will hear this morning. It's the blessing that you hear when we have communion, divine service. No, these aren't words just printed in the hymnal because our Lutheran forefathers wanted them there. These words are a blessing for you. If you listen closely to the words, you hear the blessing. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift his countenance upon you and give you peace. And then God says, so they shall put my name upon the people of Israel, and I will bless them. You see, even before you leave and go out into this world to do that which you have been given to do in your vocation, God places his name upon you. True, it says here in the book of Numbers that the name is placed upon Israel. But all, my dear friends, Jesus is the new Israel. And we have been baptized into Jesus. Therefore, we are Israel, his blessed church. So that when that benediction is announced to you, God is placing his name upon you. He is reconfirming with you that you are his, and his name is written upon your heart, which occurred here at this font. Therefore, we proclaim the name of Jesus by bringing Jesus to be circumcised, and by giving him the name that is above every name, which by the way, the angel commanded Mary and Joseph, as you may remember. They were making a statement of faith and hope. We thank God that Mary and Joseph were devout, faithful Jewish young people. They came to God's house regularly, and one of the requirements was that they would come and present Jesus to the priest. But before that, they kept God's commandment by having their son circumcised, the Son of God circumcised. Therefore, he was given the name that is above every name. And it is the crowning moment of human history. The babe of Bethlehem has now received the royal name. The name, yes, that is above each name. And may I remind you, as you look into your worship folder, you see those funny scribbles. That's actually Hebrew, and that's Jesus' name in Hebrew, Yeshua. That name is the name that is above every name, and that is the name that is inscribed upon your heart and upon my heart. Thanks be to Jesus. Therefore, my friends, we as his dear children, we proclaim him boldly. Preach the word, Paul writes to Timothy. Be ready in season and out of season. Reprove, rebuke, and exhort with complete patience and teaching. We proclaim Jesus and him crucified, my dear friends, without excuse. Because Jesus' blood calls us to belong to him. Paul writes to the Romans these words, Jesus Christ our Lord, through whom we have received grace and apostleship to bring about the obedience of faith for the sake of his name among all the nations, including you who are called to belong to Jesus Christ. The world around us today celebrates as the first day of a worldly new year. But you, his church, you have so much more to celebrate. Today you once again celebrate the eighth day. You celebrate the eighth day with great joy on Easter morning, for that is the day that we celebrate his resurrection. And actually, my dear friends, each Sunday is an eighth day for us when we celebrate his resurrection. And today, once again, we celebrate an eighth day. 8 days after the nativity of our Lord Jesus, you rejoice that he, a baby boy, bled for you. He shed his most holy and precious blood for you and was given the name that is above every name, Yeshua, God saves. For it is by no other name, dear friend, by no other name that you are saved. For it is by no other name. For it is by no other name, dear friend, that all your sin is forgiven. Therefore, at the name of Jesus, as Paul writes to the Philippians, at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and below the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Thanks be to Yeshua. Thanks be to God. Amen. Please rise. The peace of God that surpasses all human understanding, guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus, now and forever. Amen.